I call Chris's baby raise to 60,000. Exhale. When the flop comes ace, queen, five, rainbow, Chris's calm, reedy voice says, all in. Hassan and I sneak a peek at each other, then stare hard at Chris. I can see both my faces in the twin silver bubbles of his glasses. Other than that, I see nothing. Jim has about 700,000 in chips, declares Thompson. Chris and Hassan, oh, I'd say about half that. Hassan folds, leaving it up to me to keep Jesus honest. If I call him and lose, I'll be crippled. Yet winning this pot would not only guarantee my playing tomorrow, it would give me the far inside lane in the sprint for the $1.5 million first prize. Yet every last piece of advice I've received says no way do you call in these situations unless you're holding the nuts or close to it. I do have top pair, but I lose to any set, or more likely, any ace with a kicker of 10 or above. If only I had some kind of read on our sweet, sneaky savior. He's not only capable of bluffing, he's been yanking a few loaves and fishes from his swing-dancing butt since the break. My mouth, for this reason, says, call. And I'm liking how pale Jesus looks as he turns over. How about that? His own mediocre ace nine. I pause long enough to give him a decent psychic scourging before I let him off the hook and show mine. Shaking our heads as the crowd goes bananas, we triple-check the board for a flush draw. Finding none, we both burst out laughing. Wrist to her forehead, his lean, foxy wife stands behind him, recounting the split on her phone. The fact is, we're both overjoyed with our half of the pot. And then, on the very next hand, Annie Duke raises all in, only to have Jesus call her and show pocket aces. Revealing the fateful ace nine, Annie slowly gets out of her chair. Her supporters are cheering with gusto, but not even one nine appears on the board, let alone the pair of them she requires. That's it. Thompson announces that her 10th place finish is the highest by a woman since Barbara Enright came in sixth in 1996. And this $52,160 makes Annie the leading female money winner in World Series history. Another big ovation for that, including from the guys at the tables. But I doubt this will cheer Annie up much. She's a cowgirl who is playing for the glory this week, not the money. But at least she is free to get out of the smoke and go have her baby in peace. Down to nine men, we are ranged at one table. Ferguson in seat one with 800,000, then Habib with 400,000, me with 950,000, Cloutier with 550,000, Roman Abense with 420,000, Mickey Appleman with 240,000, Jeff Shulman with 1,100,000, Tom Franklin with 600,000, and Steve Kaufman with 220,000. Let's see, this makes us Jesus, the Middle Eastern guy, the writer, or the guy with the pictures, the cowboy tight end, the Roman Filipino, the melancholy Harpo Masada, the whippersnapper, the captain, the rabbi.